This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. If you're tired of navigating the growing amount of traffic on your commute to Greeley or Fort Collins, there's a new option. A bus route between the two cities is welcoming its first passengers today. It's called the Pooter Express, and KUNC's Matt Bloom is here to tell us all about it. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Kyra.
So first of all, tell us more about the new route.
It's the first time you're going to be able to take a bus between Greeley and Fort Collins. There are also a few stops in Windsor. And these buses are really designed to get commuters out of their cars. They're going to run Monday to Friday.
Wait, so no weekend routes?
No weekend route. Okay. They're going to have Wi-Fi, too.
Cool.
And it takes about an hour in between the two cities, which is slightly longer right now than most commuters between the two experience, but not that much. And they're free for the first month to get people to ride them and get excited. And
after that,
it'll be about $1.50 per ride.
Who's running this service? And who's going to pay for it?
It's this interesting intergovernmental agreement that's been put together. But Greeley Evans Transit is spearheading the operations of this route. It's expected to cost about $500,000 to get it off the ground. It's funded from contributions from Windsor, Fort Collins, Greeley, those governments. Also CSU chipped in. There's also a big CDOT grant.
So why launch something right now? Is there an immediate need, or is this something that people have been looking forward to for a while?
Well, I think if you talk to anybody who drives in northern Colorado these days, one of the biggest complaints they have is the traffic. It is not only the interstate I-25 that we're increasingly seeing these long traffic jams on, but the smaller, the city and county roads. I talked to Christy Melendez, the mayor of Windsor, and she said hearing from residents asking for something like the Pooter Express over the years is really what drove the launch right now.
I think we recognize the growth that is happening in our community and the needs that growth is bringing into the community. And one of those is not only a need for public transit, but also a way that we can help make road mobility better.
This is also the first time Windsor will have any sort of public transportation besides school buses, et cetera. So it's a really big deal for some of these communities.
Wow, I'm just imagining somebody sitting in traffic right now saying, yes, this is the time. Is that who this service is targeted towards? Folks that are sitting in traffic right now wishing they had a better option?
Yeah, primarily. But it's also for older adults who may not be able to drive, but who still want to get around, people with disabilities and people who don't or can't own a car. Alex Gordon is a transportation planner at the North Front Range Metropolitan Planning Organization. That's basically a regional transit authority.
I definitely see this transit route opening up a lot of doors for people that have felt isolated, who need to get to medical appointments, who would just like to be able to go explore the communities that were previously harder to get to.
The route is also designed specifically for CSU and UNC students. You know, not everybody who goes to these universities lives in the same city that they're located in. So this will be helpful for them, hopefully.
Right. And, you know, more broadly, first of all, we have a lot of folks moving to this area and people are traveling between different cities in northern Colorado a lot more these days.
You see it every day driving around. Things are looking more and more like just one big region as opposed to separate cities. The Census Bureau actually has hard numbers that help us understand some of the headaches we get from traffic here in northern Colorado. If you look at the number of people living in Weld County, where Greeley is, and commuting to Larimer County, where Fort Collins is for work, that number topped 14,000 people a day in 2017, and it's still growing.
Wow, that's so many people.
And for the reverse, people living in Larimer and commuting to Weld, it's even more, 20,000 people a day.
Wow. Thanks, Matt. We really appreciate you covering this.
You're welcome.
That was KUNC's Matt Bloom talking about the Pooter Express, which launches today.